Kristen Liska here at the Bear Ag Issues Forum. I'm talking with Don Parker with the National Cotton.
National Cotton Council, yes.
Just got done talking about the buzz with the bees. What can you tell me about how you talked with them about that, I guess?
So one of the things that we were trying to bring out in this is there are multiple issues that are affecting the health of bees, and the science has continued to point out that there's not just a single issue that's taking place, but there has been tremendous focus around the pesticides. There are some other issues that have recently been developed. A Varroa Summit, which is a huge thing that we're really excited about. We believe it's going to synergize some research efforts around Varroa, maybe build some collaboration among some different government and university researchers to move forward our knowledge in that quite a bit. And we're really excited about that, but we still have the issue around pesticides. And the Cotton Council has been very active in trying to make producers aware that this directly can impact operations on your farm, because these questions being brought up at the national level are challenging crop protection products availability. And so we encourage all producers and consultants and ag aerial applicators, make sure that you are aware where there are managed hives around on your farm. Make sure that you go back and look at the labels of pesticides and be very careful to follow the label of the pesticides.
Do you see pesticides as one of the largest issues with the bee industry, or do you think there's more factors than just pesticides?
I think that there's bigger factors involved in all of it than pesticides. And I believe that a lot of the research scientists agree that the varroa mite is probably a bigger issue than the pesticides. And the varroa mite is a problem in multiple countries. So it fits with a lot of what's going on in the decline in colony health.
How do you see the relationship of beekeepers and farmers progressing throughout the years?
I think one of the big positive aspects of this is that it is going to create more dialogue and conversation between the beekeeper and the farmer. In the past, the beekeepers have oftentimes come out and asked for permission to be on the farm. They put their bees there, and they really don't have much dialogue beyond that. I think now that the issue has been brought to light a little bit more, and that people are understanding there needs to be sensitivity around the bees and the pesticides used in close proximity to the bees, then the farmers are going to be more engaged in helping the beekeeper select a site to place those bees to make sure that it's going to minimize drift from adjacent fields, and to make sure that the other farm workers and other people involved on the farm are aware of where the location of those bees are, so that everyone can take extra precaution around those colonies.
Do you have any advice for beekeepers or farmers in helping create this dialogue?
I think that there is a model that has recently been laid out in Mississippi, and you can go to you can contact the Mississippi Cooperative Extension Service entomologist there to learn more about that, or the Farm Bureau, who has kind of led that effort. That they brought all the different groups together to sit down and try to lay out what is some responsibilities on each person's part that we can improve the survival of bees.
Well, thank you, Mr. Parker, for talking with me. I'm Kristen Liska with Zimcom Media at the Bear Ag Issues Forum.